words left to describe. There's nothing left to say that could possibly explain the sorrow that was felt in Karbala. There are no more words to describe the sorrow that the family of Imam Hussein and his Ahlul Bayt experience. There's no more words to describe the pain that the Muslim Ummah suffers from till this day. Our hope is that we learn from Karbala. The sacrifice, the dignity and honor, the resilience, the revolution, and the fight for justice and freedom that we need to have for the Imam of our time. Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu farajahu sharif. As the story of Karbala is retold every year, and we remember about those events that happen, and more importantly, of course, the lessons that we have to learn from them. We have to make sure that we keep the message of Imam Hussein pure, the same way that it happened, the same lesson that he intended. We have to make sure that we learn that. We have to make sure that even the story of Karbala, when it's retold, that we retell it as it happened. One of the biggest threats from Muslimin and the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt is for the event of Karbala to become distorted. Shahid Mutahhari mentions that to be very careful when we retell the events and the stories that happen. We don't want it to be a novel. We don't want it to be something that didn't happen. Isn't the story of Karbala sad enough as it is? It's not tragic enough as it is. We don't need to embellish it in that way. That's why we find scholars like Ayatollah Khamenei who will just read the Masaib of our A'imma as it happened and as it was mentioned. So I'll read a short part of the Masaib of Imam Hussein, as has been mentioned. In one part it says, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا رَأَيْتُ مَكْثُورًا. We didn't see anyone. قَدْ مَكْثُورًا قَدْتُ قَدْ قُتِلَ وَلْدُهُ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ وَأَصْحَابُهُ أَرْبَتَ جَاشًا مِنْهُ. We saw no person more than Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who after having lost his family and his companions, to be more brave. Not only did this not affect him and make him weaker, it made him more brave. Is إِنَّ الرِّجَالَ لَتَشُدُّ عَلَيْهِ فَيَشُدُّ عَلَيْهَا. That as there was no one left at this time, and he is gharib, and so gharib, and so alone. It says when he went to fight, and all of these enemies attacked him, فَيَشُدُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالسَّيْفِ. When he would attack them with his sword, فَتَنْكَشِفُ عَنْهُ إِنْكِشَافَ الْمَأْزَى. They would scatter about as if he was a wolf was attacking the shadda fiha dhib, a wolf attacking sheep. He was fearless. This is the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen. It says, وَلَقَدْ كَانَ يَحْمِلْ فِيهِمْ وَقَدْ تَكَامَلُوا ثَلَاثِينَ أَلْفًا. Even though they were 30,000, when Abu Abdullah attacks into the thick of the battle between these people, كَأَنَّهُمْ الْجَرَادُ الْمُنْتَشِرُ, they're flying away like locusts. They couldn't deal with the battle of Abu Abdullah. And in the center and in the midst of all of this tragedy and this difficulty, sometimes in the smallest difficulty we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at every moment after he's burying his sons and burying an infant and watching his brother die and all of the shuhada of Karbala, it says that every time Abu Abdullah would come back, ثُمَّ يَرْجُوا إِلَى مَرْكَزِهِ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. There is nothing greater, no strength, nothing more powerful than Allah. At that point, where his body has blood on it, where he is suffering from the heat, it says in the battle, sometimes he would say, يَطْلُبُ, he would seek some maya, just a little bit of water. And they would deny Abu Abdullah water, just as he had denied his Ahlul Bayt water, and the children water, and Ali Asghar water. Imam Hussein went there with 72. It mentions hatta asabuhu thnan wa sab'una jiraha, to the point where he himself had 72 wounds on his body. And those 72 were not even there anymore. They had already given everything that they had. And he would get tired from this battle. He would come back to rest a bit. It says, فَبَيْنَهُ وَوَاقِفٌ, while the moment that he was standing, إِذَا أَتَاهُ هَجَرُ فَوَقَعَ إِلَى جَبَاتِهِ, threw a stone at his head. فَأَخَذَ ثَوْبَ, so he grabs his clothes. يَمْسَهُ دَمْهُ عَنْ جَبَاتِهِ, he wipes the blood from his beautiful face. فَأَتَاهُ سَهْمٌ مَسْمُومٌ, and the arrows of poison, a three-headed one, it had entered وَقَعَ عَلَى قَلْبِ. And in the midst of this torment, Abu Abdullah says, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ وَبِاللَّهِ وَإِلَّا مِلَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Oh Allah, you're watching. This is your ummah. This is what they are doing to Abu Abdullah. People who claim to be Muslim. سُسْتَمَّ رَفَعَ رَأْسُهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, he raised his head to the sky. He says, إِلَهِ أَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ, you know. أَنَّهُمْ يَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا, they're killing the man, لَيْسَ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ إِبْنُ بِنْتِ النَّبِي غَيْرُ, there is no other grandson of the Prophet on the face of the earth except Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And you're a witness that they are killing Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. One of the arrows in his chest, it says, ثُمَّ أَخَذَ السَّهْمُ فَأَخْرَجُهُ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الظَّهْرِ, he had to take it and pull it out from the back. فأنبث دم كأنه الميزاب, and blood began to pour of his river was flowing. He could see Shahadat is near. He can see Amir al-Mu'mineen. He can see Bibi Fatima. He can see Rasulullah now. It says that some of the Shahada of Karbala, and mentioned hadith, that they didn't feel the pain, because now they're leaving this world and they're connecting with that world. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. It says that a man came and he began fashatana, he began to curse and say bad things to Abu Abdullah. Did you not see the way that Amir al-Mu'mineen used to talk to Imam Hussein? Did you not hear the kind words of the Prophet to Imam Hussein? How do you have the heart to curse at Imam Hussein? And then this evil person comes and says, "Well, that about ala ra'si sharif." He strikes him on his helmet and on his head. فَقَتَى بُنُّسَ وَوَسِلَ السَّيْفِ إِلَى رَأْسِهِ. Pierces the helmet and blood enters all over his head and his body. The face of Abu Abdullah used to be filled with the kisses of the Holy Prophet, and now it's filled with the blood of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. And Mal'oon, Shem Mal'oon, Mal'oon. The chest of Imam Hussein, where the children of Imam Hussein used to love to rest their innocent heads. He would sit on the chest of Abu Abdullah and sever the head of Abu Abdullah al Hussein. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Madlum bil Karbala. Sallallahu alayka ya Sayyid al-Shahada. Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين اللهم اشف صدر الحسين بظهور الحجة.
تین متاثر اخلاص تمام شہداء اسلام, آپ کے مرحومین, میرے والدین علامہ ذیشان حدر جوادی, امام حوانی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ, تمام آل علماء حقہ جتنے بھی ہیں, سب کی ارواح کے لیے. Thank you. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا يبلغ مدحته القائلون ولا يحصي نعمه العدون ولا يؤدي حقه المجتهدون الذي لا يدركه بعد الهمم ولا يناله غوص الفتى